Mi'ila, Chapter 6, Mishnahs 5 and 6. Mishnah 5 begins. Hamafkin mo'os etzel shulchani, one who deposits money with a money changer. So a shulchani is a money changer, and he often had people coming back and forth to his place to change money. Im tzrurin, if the money was tied up in a bundle, lo yishtamesh b'hem, the money changer may not use it. In other words, if somebody were to put money at a money changer's table in a bundle, he was showing the money changer that he is not interested in the money changer using his money. Because often what would happen would be that people who wanted to leave their money safe with the money changer, they would deposit a certain amount of money. They wouldn't mind if the money changer used their money, as long as at the end they would come back and get the proper amount. But if somebody had it tied up, the assumption was they didn't want him to use it, he just wanted it to have a watch over it. And now comes to the Mi'ila issue. Lafikach. In this case, if he brought tied up money to a money changer, im hotzi mal, if the money changer spent the money, in other words, used his money for change for somebody else, then the money changer is doing mi'ila because he was not asked to use that money by the person who deposited. And as in the previous case, here we're specifically dealing with the temple treasurer because it was a regular person. By the time the regular person even picked up the money to tie it, they would have done mi'ila. Only the temple treasurer, he only does mi'ila when he actually spends it or does something with it. Im mutarin, however, if the money was deposited loose, in other words, implying that the money changer could use it, yishtamesh mehen, and exactly what the Mishnah says, that the money changer may use it, lefikach, im hotzi lo mal. Therefore, if the money changer uses it, and turns out that this money was hekdesh, belonged to the temple, he has not committed mi'ila. Rather, the depositor, in this case the temple treasurer, has committed mi'ila. Now, what happens, etzel balabayas? Let's say you deposit money just with a friend, and you say, can you watch this? Ben kach or ben kach. Either way, whether the money is tied up or in a bundle, lo yishtamesh mehen, the householder may not use it, because the implication when you bring money to a householder is just to watch it. You never imply that he's going to be able to use it for whatever he wants. Lefikach, therefore, im hotzi mal, if he does use your money, he has committed mi'ila. Now the Mishnah dealt with a money changer versus a private household person. Now we're going to deal with a middle case, and that is of a storekeeper. Echanvani kebalabayis. So a storekeeper, in the first opinion, is treated like a householder. Divrei Rebbe Meir. These are the words of Rebbe Meir. And therefore, if you leave money at a store, the storekeeper may not use it. And if he uses it, even if the money was loose, he has done mi'ila. Rabbi Huda says, kisholchani. No, a storekeeper, we know storekeepers break change a lot. They need change. So if you leave money by him, you're implying that he can use it, and therefore we should treat him like a money changer. That's the end of Mishnah 5. Mishnah number 6. So, pruta shel hekdesh shenafla l'soch hakis. So let's say a pruta of hekdesh falls into one's purse and becomes mixed with his private money. Oh, she'amar pruta b'kis zeh hekdesh. Or if one said a pruta in this purse shall become holy, shall be hekdesh. And now in either of these first two cases, you have a mixture. One pruta that belongs to the temple and many prutas that belong to you. So what happens? Kevin shehotzi es harishona. As soon as he spends the first pruta, mal, at that point, even though he may not have actually spent the pruta that belongs to Hekdesh, nonetheless, we treat it as if he committed mi'ila. Divrei Rebbe Akiva. This is the position of Rebbe Akiva. And that is because Rebbe Akiva equates the law of mi'ila liability to the law of chatas liability. And just as when one is in doubt whether he committed a sin for which one incurs a chatas, he brings something called an asham talei offering. So too, when one is in doubt whether he committed mi'ila, incurred the asham mi'ilos, he brings the asham talei. So basically, Rabbi Kiva says that doubtful mi'ila is treated like mi'ila. The sages say, ad shiyotzi et kol hakis. Nope, they say he's not liable in our first two cases until he spends the entire contents of the purse. Because they basically argue that mi'ila is not transgressed until you know for sure you spent money of the temple. Umod Rabbi Akiva l'chachamim, but Rabbi Akiva agrees with the sages. Ba'omer pruta min kis zeh hekdesh. When one says a pruta of this purse shall be hekdesh, shumotzev holech ad shiyotzei et hakis. Both the chachamim and Rabbi Akiva agree that in that case, if you let's say have a purse of 10 prutas and you say one of these prutas will be hekdesh, That you, the intention that they agree with, that you can spend and continue to spend all the prudas until you spend the entire contents of the purse, except for the last one. They both agree that in that case, that was your implication, and therefore, they both agree that if you would have 10 in there, and one of them was holy, you meant to make the last one, you can spend the first 9. That concludes the 6th chapter of Milah and Masechet Milah in the Mishnayos.